Fenced in area.
Around the barn? Or just out? It
can be around the barn. Yeah. Yeah.
Where would, the animals graze?
Pasture.
Do you ever hear of a fenced-in place or a makeshift fenced-in place out in the pasture where you could shut the cows up for milking them? Or separate the cows and the calves?
No.
Do you ever hear of a cup pen or a cow pen or milk gap?
Cow pen, but I didn't know how it was used. You know, neither of the other two.
And where would the chickens stay?
In the roost.
Is that a building or?
Yeah, a small building, I guess, off to the side of the barn.
What would you have to put chickens in if you want to ship them? What do you call them?
Crates, I guess.
Okay. What about the mother hen and the biddies? You put them in a...
I guess a crate.
Do you ever hear of a coob or coop?
Chicken Something? Coop, yeah. I've heard of that.
What's a chicken coop look like?
The same thing as a roost. It would be a place for to keep them.
Just the large ones no special age or size?
No, right. All ages.
What would you call a hen on a nest of eggs? If she's waiting for them to hatch, she'd be a...
A mother.
Okay.
I guess I'm not sure.
And when you're eating chicken, there's a bone like this?
Breastbone.
Any other name for that?
Wishbone.
Do you ever hear any stories about that? Superstitions or something?
Sure, if you break it and you get the longer half, get a wish.
Do you ever hear a name for the longer half? Or no. For the shorter half? Mm-hmm. And if you want to make a hen start laying, what could you put in the nest of Fula?
I'd guess rocks, but that would be just
okay.
A guess.
Well, if you had a good set of dishes, they'd probably be made out of...
China?
What would you call an egg made out of that?
Wait, an egg made out of China? Porcelain, I guess.
It wouldn't be a plastic egg, it'd be a...
China egg.
Do you ever hear of a China egg being put in a nest?
No.
And where would pigs stay?
In the pen.
What kind of pen?
That would just be like a small corral off to the side of the barn. Where they would sit during the day.
You'd call that the what pen?
Pig pen.
When you say pig, what size animal are you thinking of?
Anything from a piglet to a large hog, which would be maybe 3 feet at the shoulder.
You use the word pig just broadly to include even the grown animal?
Yeah. Well, wild hogs,
mm-hmm.
It wouldn't, you don't necessarily think of wild pigs, you think of wild hogs
mm-hmm.
and boars, and pig is a domestic term, I guess.
When you say boar, are you thinking of one particular sex? Is they male or could they be male?
No,
or
just if they have tusks.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if male and female have tusks.
What do you call the male hog?
A hog.
What about the female?
I guess it depends on the size. You might, if they were massive, you would call them a hog. But any other way, you'd call them a pig.
What if the female has baby pigs? She would be
a sow.
Hmm?
A sow.
Okay. What would you call her if she's never had pigs?
Oh, I have no idea. Probably a sow, too.
Okay. And the stiff hairs the hog has on its back?
No. Mm-hmm.
What about it with a hairbrush you have?
I've heard the term razorback, you know, for the mm-hmm. football team, but that's it.
Well, you know, on a hairbrush, the thing...
The bristles.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What's a razorback like? I mean, do you know what